some of that real magic of the prehistoric world that was certainly there.
John eventually decided to give the world some of that magic in the form of a book. He teamed up with Darren Naish and another paleo artist named Memo Kozman and published a slim little paperback called All Yesterdays.
All Yesterdays is filled with dinosaurs that look very different from what you're used to. There's a Triceratops that's covered in spines, a Majungasaurus with skin that camouflages it against the forest floor, and a Therizinosaurus that is so covered in feathers it looks like a haystack. And next to each image, the artist describes why they drew it that way. The camouflage dinosaur is drawn that way because the artist reasoned that its oddly proportioned body might have made it vulnerable to predators and in need of some kind of defense strategy.
All Yesterdays was a big hit, and it helped spark a little movement for more speculative paleo art.
We talk about the All Yesterdays movement as like it's the new frontier of the way we should depict prehistoric animals.
Darren Naish says it's more acceptable now to draw a dinosaur based on a hypothesis.
For example, horned dinosaurs like Triceratops have these absurdly large nostrils that have confused paleontologists for years. There have been a few different hypotheses put forward by scientists, and one of them is that the dinosaurs may have had inflatable nose balloons.
Kind of like elephant seal or hooded seal inflatable pouches, but just would have looked weird and grotesque and utterly alien to us. But that's a very real possibility.
Now, 20 years ago, if someone were to draw a Triceratops with nose balloons, they would have been laughed at.
But I would say that what we call the All Yesterdays movement means that it is now quite reasonable for an artist to say, I've shown my Triceratops with giant inflatable nose balloons for this reason. And you could say, no, don't do it, that's too speculative. But it would be equally justifiable to say, okay, for the time being, that's okay.
That doesn't mean Triceratops definitely had nose balloons.
But by drawing it that way, it's like the artist is asking us to keep an open mind. Because even though we know a lot about the prehistoric world, and more every day, the science is always changing. The past is always a moving target.
Paleo art is not just about drawing dinosaurs with stripes and nose balloons. Illustrators also depict dinosaur behavior, which may have even a greater impact on how we imagine extinct animals. More on that after this.
Hello, this is Emmett. I'm back with Roman in the studio to talk a little bit more about paleo art. Hi, Roman.
Hi.
In this piece, we focused a lot on dinosaur appearance, like the look of their physical bodies.
Right.
But there's like another pretty important issue with this, which is dinosaur behavior. Like if you're going to draw a dinosaur, you're going to draw it.
Doing something.
Right. And so like when you think of like dinosaur art, what are the dinosaurs usually doing?
Usually